Medical researchers have been successful in creating treatments for an array of mental illnesses, but drugs are worthless if the patient refuses to take them. Commentator Lisa Suhey's brother is mentally ill and violent when off his medication. Tomorrow, a judge will decide his future.
I helped put my bipolar younger brother in prison. Knowing that breaks my heart, but it keeps my family safe. When he's stable, he's a shy man who plays guitar like Segovia. It never lasts. For 15 years, he's danced all over the cracks in the foundation of our medical and legal systems. He's often been homeless, surviving through luck and cunning. He is over age 18. That means by law, hospitals, police, and treatment programs can tell us nothing. We have no right to know where he is or how he is, no right to help. We can't protect ourselves or our community. He was sentenced to 4 years probation in a halfway house with no family contact, after I testified before a grand jury that he made terroristic threats to harm my children and others. In the dead of night, he repeatedly called me, saying, "I'm going to take away everything important to you, starting with your kids, so you'll know how it feels to be me." And in January, he destabilized. He smashed up his rooms in the halfway house and took off. Nobody notified us he was rampaging. I let the kids play in the yard alone and walk the dog at night unwary. News of his flight finally came from a relative he'd called. Caller ID showed the psychiatric ward at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. He checked himself in for a breather. This has happened repeatedly. In New Jersey, he can check himself out. In New York, he needs a doctor's approval, but the hospital doctor doesn't know his history and releases him after several days on medication when he seemed just fine. This usually goes on until he hurts someone and gets arrested. This time, I called and faxed everyone, from police to state senators. I begged for help until New York and New Jersey prosecutors, police, and the hospital agreed to have him picked up upon release. He was transferred from the hospital to prison in February, where he waits resentencing. Even if the judge rules that he belongs in a treatment facility, I worry that the shortage of state psychiatric facilities in New Jersey will force him to remain in prison. He called my mother from Rikers Island Maximum Security Prison, saying, "My sister hates me." Jail is not the answer to mental illness because you can't rehabilitate a disease. But without enforced medication and monitoring, he will either die violently or kill one of us. We need a national tracking system for violent, self-destructive psychiatric patients, coordinating agencies and families to ensure the patient's continued treatment and everyone's safety. Otherwise, I'm afraid that someday I will face the family of a person he has hurt or killed as they ask, "Why didn't you stop him?" I'm afraid the answer will be that I needed help and nobody listened.
The comments of Lisa Suhey, author of the children's books Tell Me a Story and Tell Me Another Story.